Fourth week, fifth day. There is a rightful place for everyone. Have you found your right place in life? Are you lonely, frustrated, or confused? Then enter the secret place of the Most High and absorb and be absorbed by the infinite love of God. Forgive your enemies. Take those who are near and dear to you deeply into your heart and become very still. Then listen to the still, small voice. There is a perfect law of supply and demand. The voice will tell you. When a man is completely surrendered to God, if he needs anything, he knows exactly where to get it. When he wishes to pass on an idea, he knows exactly where to pass it. Love is the power that brings these ideas into perfectly harmonious activity, and love is omnipotent, for love is God. There is not a negative poled atom in the universe unless there is a positive poled atom somewhere to match it. There is no one with capacity to serve unless there is somewhere a need for that service. And when one yields himself utterly to the love of God, the need and supply will find each other out. Love is the perfect medium of exchange, for love is the power that brings all God's ideas into perfectly adjusted and harmonious activity. There is no separation. There is only one mind, God, and one consciousness, man. Therefore, man is instantly in touch with any person he needs, for all are one body in Christ. Each member is God's image and likeness, and we together realize the perfect unity of the body of Christ. Glenn Clark's choice of scripture for today is from the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verses 4 through 7 and 14 and 15. There is one body and one spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. That we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ.